A charity auction in Unalakleet on Thanksgiving weekend raised nearly $20,000, with all the proceeds going to needy folks and worthy causes in the town of just over 700. And amid half a dozen recent deaths, KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports the community is pulling together.
All right, opening bid, 50, 60?
It's about 11 p.m., and a crowd of 100 or so people is spread across folding chairs inside the cafeteria of Unalakleet School as volunteer auctioneer Carl Erickson pushes up bids on a handmade baby blanket.
80 up front, 85, 90, 90 up front, 95.
There's more than 6 hours worth of items, everything from handmade quilts and cussbucks in a riot of colors to can cozies made from simple scraps of otter, wolf, and seal hides. Betty Oyumik is part of the sewing circle in town that organizes the annual event.
We also have some gals here that knit with Kiviat yarn and really make some beautiful neck warmers and hats.
Those sell for hundreds of dollars, partly because they're beautiful, but also because the bidding battles push past economical price points, because everyone knows the money is going to a really good cause. The auction's roots stretch all the way back to the 19th century, says organizer Blanche Craigle, when the wife of a missionary pastor arranged the first one.
And we've had that auction ever since.
All the money goes back into the community, some to elders or church repairs or to single-parent homes to help with holiday gifts. Craigle says proceeds are also set aside as a rainy day fund for funeral expenses.
Some of the men get the plywood from the native store, and then us ladies order the fabric and have it lined for inside the casket.
It's been a rough month for Unalakleet. 6 people have died, 4 elders and 2 young people, one of whom was laid to rest the day after the auction. And that's not counting a dramatic search and rescue effort to locate 74-year-old Vivian Foote, who went missing just days before her daughter's wedding and still hasn't been found. Craigle says that hard times like these are when collective efforts carry the most weight.
We help the whole community. It starts from the babies up to the elders and the church and the funeral that's going on. And it goes back right into the community.
In total, the auction brought in more than $18,000. One big ticket item was a beadwork wall hanging of a wolf with 4 lupine talons dangling off the bottom. Unalakleet's mascot, as the auctioneer barked out, is the wolf pack, after all, a force of nature that's greater than the individual sum of its parts. In Unalakleet, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
Sold.